Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joelle Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. New York City police say at least four people have been shot outside the Empire State Building. Officials say police killed the gunman. NPR's Joel Rose is downtown near the building.
What we're hearing from eyewitnesses is that multiple shots were fired, that there was a gunman who appeared to be pursuing another man, may have shot the other man, that there then were shots exchanged possibly with police.
NPR's Joel Rose near the Empire State Building in New York City. Federal officials say the shooting is not related to terrorism. American cycling legend Lance Armstrong is quitting his fight against doping allegations. And as Nathan Bernier of member station KUT reports, the U.S. anti-doping agency takes his capitulation as an admission of guilt.
Armstrong announced last night he was giving up his battle with the U.S. anti-doping agency. Armstrong still insists he's innocent, but he says he's grown tired of fighting allegations that he used banned substances dating back to 1996, including blood boosters and steroids. The head of the U.S. anti-doping agency, Travis Tigard, says Armstrong would be stripped of all seven Tour de France titles he won from 1996 to 2005. Armstrong says he doesn't have to give up the titles, but Tigard says the agency can do it. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Bernier in Austin, Texas.
Norwegian mass murderer Anders Breivik, whose extremist right-wing views drove him to kill 77 people last year, has been declared sane and is going to prison rather than a mental institution. His sentence, Norway's maximum of 21 years. He could be released early, which most people doubt, and he could be held for longer if he's considered a danger. Reporter Terry Schultz in Oslo says she's spoken with many people who just want to put the incident in the past.
I was out talking to Norwegians in the streets last night, and they said, you know, we're tired of this man being given publicity. He does not represent us. He does not represent Norwegian society, and we just want it to be over.
But some families of the victims and survivors say Breivik's threats must be taken seriously. Mixed news on manufacturing today, as NPR's Janine Herbst reports. The government says overall durable goods orders for July are up 4.2%.
The Commerce Department says while overall orders for durable goods were up last month, when you strip away aircraft and other transportation orders, the numbers were down 0.4%. Economist Mark Zandi.
Aircraft orders are up, but they go up and down and all around. These are pretty lumpy, and so some months you get really positive indications like this month, and then others very negative. So you have to kind of look through that.
Orders for so-called capital goods, like computers and machinery, were down 3.4%, and that's the biggest drop since November. Zandi says when you step back,
it suggests that businesses are still growing, they're still adding, they're still hiring and investing, just not aggressively enough to really make us feel good about how things are going.
Durable goods are products designed to last more than 3 years. Janine Herbst, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks are up this morning. This is NPR. One religious figure in Lebanon is dead as gun battles continue in the northern part of the country over the rebellion in neighboring Syria. Lebanon's army is struggling to keep the peace, and Rasha Elas in Beirut. Beirut reports the UN says the violence hampers its ability to help Syrian refugees.
Clashes in the Lebanese northern town of Tripoli continue for the fifth day. Tripoli is home to both Sunni and Alawite clans, and tensions between them have been on the rise. The clans are either for or against the Syrian regime. The Lebanese army is trying to keep the peace along the main strip in Tripoli that divides the two sides. It's called Syria Street. Also caught in the crossfire are Syrian refugees who are fleeing to Lebanon, their numbers estimated in the thousands. The UN High Commission for Refugees says registering them is becoming increasingly more difficult. For NPR News, I'm Rasha Elas in Beirut.
Tropical storm Isaac is heading slowly towards Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and then possibly to Florida. Chris Lancy is with the National Hurricane Center.
The areas that have the highest risk of being impacted would be essentially the whole Florida Peninsula and the Panhandle. So that would be the Keys, Tampa, Apalachicola, The east coast of Florida is a bit less at risk at this point.
The Republican National Convention opens in Tampa on Monday, and officials say they're looking at various contingency plans to handle the storm and the convention simultaneously. In Haiti, the government and aid groups are trying to keep people safe from Isaac. They've got a big job on their hands because hundreds of thousands of people are still displaced by the 2010 earthquake. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the passion of NPR journalists all around the world whose stories take us there every day.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRDS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at that time, American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. We start off this hour with music from Papa John Creech, originally from Pennsylvania. By the time he started gaining a lot of popularity, there were very, very few blues fiddlers left. The fiddle was a traditional instrument in blues and African-American music. Charlie Patton recorded with a fiddler, as did Muddy Waters early on for the Library of Congress. But the fiddle definitely lost a lot of steam once the recording industry got a foot into deciding what would be recorded and what wouldn't. Papa John Creech had a good career and played primarily with rock bands, that sort of thing. He played with Jefferson Airplane, also Hot Tuna, Jefferson Starship. Quite an interesting guy. Here is Papa John Creech from 1992, 2 years prior to his demise, doing a number called Why Don't You Let Me Be.
Let me go. You know you don't love me. Why don't you let me go? People all around us, all the people know. Pain and misery, all you let me see. Misery, all you let me see. You know you don't love me. Why don't you let me be?
Why don't you set me free? You know you don't love me. Why don't you set me free? I love you, little sister. I know she loves me.
Sit down in front of your door. If I can't come in, baby, let me sit down in front of your door. I leave early in the morning, your real man won't ever know. When my baby left me, she left me on July to drive. When my baby left me, she left me on July to drive. And when a plane took off, that old car, it broke down and died.
Jalopy to Drive, the Hollywood Blue Flame from a two-disc set that they had out in the year 2010. Before hearing the Hollywood Blue Flames, we heard the late Papa John Creech on fiddle and vocals. Papa John doing a number called Why Don't You Let Me Be. Again, very, very few fiddlers or violinists in blues these days. One that did play for many years was Gatemouth Brown. He was a multi-instrumentalist playing guitar, fiddle, keyboards, drums, quite a character. We're going to listen next to the late Gatemouth Brown here on KRVS. We're going to listen to him do a tune that he adds a bit of funk to this number, a number first recorded by Ann Cole back in the late 1950s and one that became a staple of the Muddy Waters Band. Here's Gatemouth Brown.
It's bound to work on you. Well, I'm going back to Louisiana. I'm gonna snatch me a mojo hand. Well, I'm going back to Louisiana. I'm gonna snatch me a mojo hand. Watch me if I don't. Get your mind command on the mind command. Thank you.
for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
Sometimes I love you, sometimes I care, sometimes I need you, only you ain't there, but I know.
Floyd Lee from his disc, Ain't Doing Nothing Wrong, that came out back in 2003. Floyd Lee with a number called Sometimes I Love You back in the late 1940s at the age, I think it was, he was 11 years old at the time. His family put him on a bus in Mississippi with a sign on him that said Chicago. They sent him up to stay with some relatives in Chicago, and he ended up being a guitarist, relief guitarist, basically, for Jimmy Reed's band Eddie Taylor wasn't able to play with Jimmy Reed often. Floyd Lee would. He ended up having a straight job for many years, and when he retired, he got back into playing and recording music, teamed up with a really fine young guitarist by the name of Joel Pollock. Floyd Lee again, and he was preceded by Gate Mouth Brown. We heard Gate Mouth Brown doing a really interesting version of Got My Mojo Working. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Jimmy Reed. Reed sold just a huge number of singles from mid-1950s, well on into the past the mid-1960s. Here's Jimmy Reed with a number called Honest I Do.
Clothes, Stussin' hats, but I'm a lover, Mama was, Papa too. Country, right from the woods. I'll answer when you call me. baby, I mean that if it makes you feel good. But I'm just a lover. Mama was. Papa too. But I'm not shy. Loving is all I know to do. Now, whatever you call me, I'll even go for that. Cause I keep a fat bankroll in my pocket, baby. You know I own three Cadillacs. Cause I'm just a lover. Mama was. Papa too. I'm the only child. Loving is all I know to do.
Fulson with a number called Tramp, one that got him to number five on the R&B charts back in 1967. Fulson, originally from Oklahoma, in his early career, he traveled around with Texas Alexander, backed him up, and ended up headed out to the West Coast. Milton started recording in the late 1940s. Lowell Fulson started recording in the late 1940s, and his recording career lasted over 50 years. Before hearing Lowell Fulson, we heard Jimmy Reed. Jimmy Reed did Honest I Do, and we're going to turn next to Little Milton, another one from that generation of modern blues men that Fulson was from, and both of them helped sort of pioneer a lot of modern blues and soul blues also to a degree. We're going to listen to Little Milton from a disc of Greatest Hits. Here's Little Milton Campbell with a number called We Got the Winning Hand.
Every kiss won't feel as strong, oh baby.
Oh no. Baby.
Every thrill won't last as long,
no.
Oh baby. No, no, no.
Oh, baby.
There'll be times you'll have doubts. Once in a while, we'll hold out. But with love, eyes in the hole, and faith. Every day won't be as bright, oh baby, oh no.
Baby.
Every night won't bring moonlight,
no.
Oh baby, oh no. There'll be times you'll say goodbye. Once in a while, friends may lie. But with love, our ace in the hole. Faith. Every squeeze won't feel as tight, no baby. Oh,
baby.
Every chill, no, it won't be a thrill. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Every tear won't
feel trouble. In the morning, in the afternoon, late at night, I feel trouble. You don't hold me like you used to, baby.
Trouble. That was Teeny Tucker from her disc First Class Woman. Her father was Tommy Tucker, born Robert Higginbotham, and he was the character that had the big hit with High Heel Sneakers back in 1964. His daughter has sort of followed in his footsteps musically. Before hearing Teeny Tucker, we heard Little Milton. We heard the late Little Milton here on KRVS doing a number called We Got the Winning Hand. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.
Music now from Candy Kane and her disc Sister Vagabond. This one came out last year. Here's Candy on vocals with a number called Hard Knock Gal.
She's the one your mother spoke of when she told you to think twice. Trouble, and you knew it. But you take no one's advice. She can steal your heart away. Do it with a smile. You won't know what hit you till you're in that grip a while. Hard knock gal. Born under an evil sign. That like voodoo. Of a gone wrong time. Hard knock gals are sisters. Hard knock gals unite. Been around a block or two. Won't run from a fight. Last to leave the party. First one to arrive. Nobody to keep her satisfied. Hard knock gal, born under an evil sign. Bad luck, voodoo, wreck of a gone wrong time. Hard knock gal. Oh, she's paid the price. just a little down and out. A ruptured bra, not scared to admit she's the underdog.
No regrets. Mighty Mo Rodgers from a disc called Blues is my wailing wall. He's originally from Indiana. His father owned a nightclub that featured a lot of blues performers, and he himself was classically trained on piano. He ended up moving out to the West Coast and has become a producer and songwriter, Mighty Mo Rodgers. He was preceded by another West Coaster. We heard Candy Kane from her disc Sister Vagabond. Candy doing a number called Hard Knock Gal. We turn next here on KRVS to the band Roomful of Blues. They formed back in the late 1960s. They've gone through a number of iterations, personnel changes, but they've always played and recorded great jump blues. Here they are from their disc Under One Roof. This one came out in 97. Roomful of Blues with a rendition of the old Willie Dixon tune, Easy Baby.
Easy Baby, take one.
Thank you.
Baby. Once again, Room Full of Blues from the disc Under One Roof. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This program is made possible by the Corporation.